This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide, From Deeper to Dependence, Deeper Part 5. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. Consider this. Confidence and most holy place are not words that should fit well together in the same sentence. In fact, the most holy place in the temple was so revered, so respected, seen as so intensely and utterly holy that no one was ever allowed to enter it except on the holiest of occasions. Only one priest on only one day of the year was allowed to go in. And when he did, he wore bells on his robe and had a rope tied around his ankle. Why? Because the people were afraid that the priest might drop dead under the weight of glory as he stepped into the presence of the most holy God. And if he did, no one would dare go in after him. If the bells fell silent, they would drag him out by the rope. Again, not exactly an image that inspires confidence. Yet we are told that because of the completed redemptive work of Christ, we may now enter into the most holy place. Even more, because of Pentecost, the holy place has entered into us. We are moving, breathing temples, home to the holy God himself. This deeper life within us creates a sense of full assurance and confidence, and as we will see in these days to come together, leads us into a total surrender and dependence. The prayer. Holy God, make yourself at home in me and teach me to make myself at home in you. Fill me with confidence and assurance in your presence, as your presence fills every part of me. The questions. How does it change your view of the world to realize that the holy God fills you? How does it change your home, your work, your relationships, your community? For The Awakening, I'm Matt LeRoy.